Welcome to this special clinical investigator think tank on lung cancer. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered six clinical investigators, Dr. Chandra Balani, John Haymock, Ram Govindan, Greg Riley, David Spiegel, and Mark Sosinski to discuss and debate the most important recent research developments in the field and clinical practice implications. For the first part of our discussion, we focused on mutations and targeted therapy, and to begin, Dr. Balani presented a patient from his practice to Dr. Haymock.
So John, this lady is a 57-year-old Asian descent who lives in New York, is found to have a pleural-based right upper lobe lung mass on chest x-ray, obtained for persistent cough. And CT of the chest confirms a large right upper lobe peripheral mass and bilateral hilar and mediastinal adenopathy. There are two lesions in the liver consistent with metastases. Bronchoscopy rules out endobronchial disease, and EBUS-guided biopsy of the mediastinal node is positive for non-small cell lung cancer, NOS. And the pathologist doesn't give you the pathology. So what would you now suggest? Would you repeat a bronchoscopy and FNA for histology and immunohistochemistry? Would you do it for histology and EGFR mutation and EML4 ALK break apart FISH assay? Would you do a mediastinoscopy and biopsy for histology? Would you start treatment with erlotinib? Or would you start treatment with chemotherapy? Or would you send it to Foundation Medicine?
I just want to clarify in terms of this lady, I'm kind of wondering whether this is a relevant question anymore, but was she a smoker?
No, a non-smoker.
Never a smoker. So, and maybe a little more about her. I assume 57, she's otherwise completely
healthy.
Well.
Performance status 1. She's got cough.
She's got a cough. Okay, John, so the question is about getting more tissue. She's got, well, small biopsy, but it's NOS. So what would you be thinking about tissue-wise, John?
Yeah, well, so to start with, it sounds like mildly symptomatic, but other than the cough, no urgent need for treatment in terms of other burn. You know, so this decision comes up all the time where we don't have adequate material for profiling up front, and you've got a question, do you forge ahead with chemotherapy or do you stop and do additional profiling? You know, and so there I try to weigh what's the likelihood that profiling is going to yield something that's going to change what we're actually doing versus how urgent it is to get treatment started right away. Now, sometimes people have disease where you think they're going to obstruct their lungs shortly. They're symptomatic from widespread bony metastases. And you say, listen, we've got to get treatment started right away and we'll worry about a biopsy later. In this particular case.
Does that mean chemotherapy?
With chemotherapy, that's right. Because keep in mind, regardless of their mutation status, first-line platinum doublet chemotherapy is still an acceptable standard for everybody. There is nobody that's the wrong treatment for, although we've got better treatment certainly for some people.
How would you get the tissue?
You know, so we would usually do a CT-guided needle biopsy. Our yield, you know, and we've got a lot of experience with this.
And what would you biopsy, incidentally, based the liver or the lung?
Yeah, so our yield of both of those two with CT-guided needle biopsies of either the lung or the liver are both greater than 85% from our BATTLE study in terms of being able to get mutational profiling. The yield is lowest for endobronchial biopsies there, and so there the yield drops significantly, even though some pulmonologists are great at getting bigger and bigger chunks of tissue, but you will always have all the lymphocyte and background material that makes it hard. So this is a case where I would certainly get the biopsy probably from the lung mass, depending on how the position of the liver, we'd consider the liver, and do the profiling before treatment.